Fred Film Radio.
Our first guest on this episode of the Big Fred Tuesday is director Ivan Mladenovic, director of Ivana the Terrible, one of the 10 films selected for this year's Arte Kino, and that you can watch throughout the month of December for free on the Arte Kino website in several European countries. Ivana, welcome to the Big Fred Tuesday.
Hello, Matt. Hi.
It's lovely to hear you. How are you?
I'm actually quite well. I'm in Belgrade, waiting to go back to Bucharest, but yeah, Spending time between Serbia and Romania a little bit.
Right, as I've learned from watching the film too, you've got a strong connection with both countries.
Yes, I'm born in Serbia, but I live in Bucharest in Romania for the last 15 years. So yes, quite a strong connection with both countries.
Yeah. So the film that we were going to talk about today is your film called Ivana the Terrible. Fascinating title. I love the film and I'm really excited to talk with you about it. So correct me if I'm wrong, Ivana, but this is a half fictionalized account of your life and personal experiences. As a young actress / director, but also struggling with your own identity, national cultures, and so on. I mean, is that right? Would that be fair to say?
It would be fair to say that. I mean, we could go into really, really detailed things, but I mean, I would agree this would be the fair thing to say.
But I'm curious. I mean, you know, just roughly speaking, where does the fiction end and where does like the real life begin here?
I mean, it's very hard to say, you know, to difference it in percentage, you know, and to say like, oh, this is where it starts and this is where it ends, because it is based on autobiographical moments, actually on the summer 2017. When I had some kind of health problems that I didn't know how to solve. So I went back to my parents' house. And eventually it turned out to be like a really strong anxiety. So I started to write a script about it, but I didn't write it on my own. I wrote a script with Adrian Skiop. He's the writer of the previous film that I did, Soldier Story from Ferentari. And we kind of fictionalized his autobiographical novel under the same name. And now we together try to fictionalize in a way this. If in literature you have it under the name of autofiction, but in cinema, I don't know how I would call it, you know, because it is kind of a hybrid. So we wrote a script on it, but trying to remember, you know, the real, actually how I felt while those things happened. So those feelings kind of ended. It's a bit complicated.
but you like working with this type of hybrid structure. I mean, do you find it stimulating?
I mean, especially with this title, it was very important for me to make it because, like I said, I did it with previous films, working with the autobiographic of other people. So in this film, I also tried to experience what those people were experiencing while making films with me. So,
Yeah, I'm thinking, okay, so you had those health issues in 2017, as you said, and then you made the film not too long after it. And I'm wondering, was the process of working on the film beneficial to your recovery from these health issues? As you said, strong anxiety?
In a way, yes. But I mean, as I said, it had a couple of etapas. I don't know how, you know, like at first it was writing the script and actually realizing what was going on, and then doing rehearsals for something like half a year with my parents and friends and family that I invited to play in the film. So all these processes, writing the script, repeating, rehearsing, and then trying to, you know, remember how you felt, but doing it in a way as a comedy. After all this process, it kind of had a good outcome, because we saw it as a comedy at the end.
You know, no, absolutely, and I appreciated that, and I will probably ask you more about that side of the story. But you know, it's interesting that you say that, because I mean, but wasn't it also difficult to kind of put your life out there like that, or did you have any problems doing that?
Yes. I cannot lie. Yes, it was quite difficult, but in the end, like I don't know, this is what I what, as I said, this is what I've done with like Soldiers or my previous documentary, Return of the Lights. So I was always wondering how these people are so generous and giving me their bits and pieces of their lives. So I don't know, from that point of view, it somehow felt fair. Hmm.
So speaking of did you say that you know, your friends and family that we see in the screen, they're actually your friends and family?
Yeah, I mean, if those were my friends and family, yes.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure, because and they were, what was their reaction when you told them that you'd love to kind of film them, especially, I mean, your family?
I think they were expecting it. No, now I'm joking, but no, I mean, we filmed other stuff before. We made like a short film together as well. So, I don't think they were so surprised, but at first they were revolted. They didn't want to be in the film. They told me I'm crazy and that nobody's going to watch that film. And that I should take real actors, because this is what actually sells the film, not some guys from small town in Serbia.
No, but, yeah. I'd say more. We need more films about people from small towns in Serbia.
Yeah, eventually it was something doing together. So I guess even though they were not happy at the beginning, afterwards, I think they were happy.
Yeah. And while they're acting in the film, I mean, do they have any creative input in the development of the film? Because sometimes when you work with people who aren't used to being in front of the camera, sometimes the film then ends up being something else from perhaps something that what you had planned or what you had envisioned.
I mean, film is completely rehearsed, like it was in the script. There were no improvising almost at all. What was funny is that while we were remembering and reading the script, like for in those months of rehearsing, they said that things didn't happen like I wrote in the script. We started arguing of what is what is true and what is not. So when you ask me how much of it is it true, you know, how much it's very hard to say from, you know, depends on who you ask, from whose point of view, because not all of us, you know, we don't see things from the same. Even though I was completely sure that things happened that way, they said that it was happening other ways. So I think from that point of view, you know, even from that moment, it was becoming to be more funny. So I think that was their creative input. And I think that most of them, the creative input had my grandmother, because she couldn't learn the lines by heart. So I put her to improvise. Those were the only improvised scenes, basically. So I think that was the, for me, those were the best scenes, even though they were not, you know, completely written by me. So they were my grandmother's lines.
It's interesting that you're saying that it was so well rehearsed, because while I was watching it, I was wondering whether there were some scenes that were improvised. I mean, that's how real it felt to me in some points.
Yeah, but most of the scenes were completely like they were in the script rehearsed, not improvised at all.
That's interesting. I would presume that it would have been difficult, because I mean, in this film, given that it's a hybrid, as you said, you know, where you actually explore real things that happened in your life and were directly inspired by them, then there are, you know, it also inevitably explores your relationship with your family and friends. I'm thinking, for example, one thing that stood out to me was that I noticed that in the film, people go from praising you for the work that you do to just putting you down quite passionately, for example, by letting you know that you are nobody until you marry somebody, or that your line of work doesn't ensure financial security. So all of that stuff. You know, and it goes from one extreme to the other, and there's no in between. And does that happen in your real life? How does that make you feel?
I mean, it's funny to look film, you know, these days. I mean, when, you know, because film was made, let's say we filmed it 2 years ago. So I was completely different person. And now watching the film, it's very funny what we did to this character of Ivana, because sometimes I was like, man, was I really this horrible? But yeah, there were no in-betweens, I guess, for me. But I'm not saying that for my rest of my family. They were probably just trying to cope with me.
You know, was that what led you to your anxiety attacks, though? I mean, just the balance between real life and art life.
Well, I think it was the primer thing in a way, because I just finished the post-production of my previous film, which was like really hard post-production and the whole production of the film, because we filmed in the Bucharest neighborhood, and we filmed only with non-professionals, and it was a very controversial film, I think, for Romania those days, because it was dealing with the anthropologist who goes to this kind of like infamous neighborhood of Ferentari to write his doctor PhD thesis on Manele music. It's like a, I would say, some kind of like pop Roma music of nowadays. So he gets into a relationship with an ex-convict, an ex-Roma convict, and they start a relationship. So I think that, you know, like, of course, we worked on it for 3 years and I was aware, but I don't think that when the film was launched, I don't think that I was completely aware how it's going to, in a way, affect us. And people were, there was also like a little protest against the film, and I was getting, like, me and the main protagonist, we were getting a lot of threatening letters with like death threatening letters. So I guess that because it was my first film, I think that I was taking all these things too seriously, and I was really, I would not say scared necessarily, but I was affected by it. So I don't know. I guess that all these things kind of, maximize the anxiety that was happening. So I guess you're right. It had a lot to do with the art life.
We spoke about some of the themes of personal struggle that served as the basis and starting point for this film. Some of them are very real and very serious. And yet, one of the things that I admire the most about Ivana the Terrible is that it does have this sense of humor as well. And I believe that earlier in the interview, you said that you yourself saw the film as a comedy. So my question to you is, where does that sense of humor and where do you think that comedic take comes from? Is it a personal thing with you? I mean, just wondering about the origins of that approach.
I remember when I did it to make this experiment, in a way, I called all my friends, and I called Anna Sel and Andrei Rus. They are like one of my best friends, but they also made films. I called them to direct me, and I invited all these people to come to my hometown. And I remember that we talked about it, and thinking, okay, maybe when things happen really tragic, you know, at the beginning, in the first time, if things are so tragic, maybe if they would happen, you know, second time, maybe it could be a comedy. So we try to explore where those moments, comedic moments, can come from without like insulting someone or like making fun out of characters. We didn't want to do that. We wanted to laugh with them. So we would explore it. And I think that recently I was thinking even more about it, where those things are coming. And I think that in Ivana the Terrible, those things are coming from this kind of paradox of the character, you know, like she really runs away of being like her parents and this little town, and you know, she presents herself as this progressist, feminist, progressive girl, and actually she cannot, you know, do herself these ideas and accept them for real. So from that, and also from, I think that recently, because now I'm studying again, and we were discussing some of the Milos Forman's films, because some of the inspiration for Ivana the Terrible were also some of Milos Forman's films. So we were discussing, and I was thinking of Loves of a Blonde, and also from Taking Off, and I think that the humor in Forman's film also comes from this kind of like family issues. You know, so I think I was just relating to it, and I was thinking that maybe in Ivana the Terrible, these things also came from this urge to investigate our families in a way.
Yeah, Milos Forman also happens to be one of my favorite filmmakers, and I did notice the I was going to ask, but then I scrapped it, whether your film was sort of influenced by that new wave of cinema from the 60s and early 70s. I guess, yes.
I wish.
Oh, no. Wow.
I don't know. Maybe it was something that was under intuitive. It wasn't something that was completely aware of it, because the only inspiration we had for the film as a visuals and stuff were some like postcards from the 80s coming, you know, something that is distant when you were mentioning the distance and stuff. But we were trying to use this kind of type of filmmaking as a postcard. So those were the real, inspirations. But I think that Miloš Forman also came as somehow this type of humor and this funniness and the absurdity came as some kind of like undertone, something intuitive, I guess.
Okay, so just a final question. I've really appreciated the conversation so far, and I would keep talking, but I think it's probably best also because the connection doesn't seem to be the most stable. But these are the sign of the times and the problems that we have to deal with, I guess, in the virtual ways that we have to embark on in the COVID era. The film does feature Anka Popp and was filmed not too long before she died. I mean, what was it like working with her? But also, were you still working on the movie after she passed away?
Well, sadly, you know, yesterday was 2 years since she passed away. So quite horrible. I mean, we were friends, and casting her was one of the best things I've done. And I certainly wish I could do it again. So we still didn't finish even the shooting when she passed away. She passed away in December, and we shot our last scenes in March the next year. So it was quite hard also to to edit something and to finish the film, actually. And I don't know, I guess she will remain my inspiration, and of course she is for the next film as well.
All right, Ivana, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.